Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillahi rabbil alemin. Ve estağfirullah, estağfirullah, estağfirullah. Ellezî lâ ilâhe illâhu el-hayyul kayyûm ve etûbü ileyh. Eslevü't-tevbete vel-mağfirete vel-hidâyete innehu et-tevvâbur-rahîm. Ve'affu'annâ yâ kerîm, ve'affu'annâ yâ kerîm, ve'affu'annâ yâ kerîm. Vahfir lena bifadlike ya Rahman ya Rahim ya Meliki ya Kuddüsü ya Hafız ya Allah el evveli Allah el ahiri Allah el zahiri Allah el batini Allah haybihi ve şerrihi bin Allah Teala ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike le ve eşhedü enne Muhammedun abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Seyyidel Evveline vel Ahirin. İşverena ya Şefiyel Müzzedin. Bir rahmetike ya Elhamer Rahimin. Kalallahu Teala fi kitabel aziz. Evzü billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها صدق الله العظيم. الله تعالى he taught Adam all the names. And again in other ayat Allah تعالى says ولله الأسماء الحسنى فَدْعُهُ بِهَا صَدَقَ اللّٰهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah are the most beautiful names, so call on Him thereby. And Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem says, whoever amongst you believe in Allah Teala and believe in the day of last judgment, either speak of things which people will profit from or keep silent. Perhaps the best way of preparing ourselves for the blessed Shahr Ramadan during this last month of Shaban before Ramadan is recite, read and know about the Asma'ul Husna. For Allah Ta'ala, when He placed that in our father Hazreti Adam alayhi salam, through him all of us, believer, non-believer alike, we have inside each human being all of the divine attributes of Allah Ta'ala. And Ramadan al-Sharif is the month that inshallah we will be able to reduce somewhat the thick skin, the mud of sin and revolt. So perchance these divine attributes which is inside of us would be able to surface. I have written 15 years ago, gathered from many, many sources, a book on the Asma'ul Husna, which is called the names and the named. It's a very interesting book. I believe it is in the third edition now, and it is being translated into German and into Turkish, and I think also in Indonesia they translated it. You could read it. In which, in addition of the explanation of each name and the state of being Abdullah or Abdurrahman or Abdussamad or Abdussalam, it is described what effort should one do. And once one attains that state of, let's say, Abdussalam, both in mind and heart and spirit, it also contains that the recitation of certain names, certain amount, at a certain time, at certain occasions, may help solve your problems. For instance, as I remember talking about Abdussalam, Ya Salam, that if you recite, if such a person who is in a state of peace, both in this world and the hereafter, would recite 160 times Ya Salam over a sick person, that Allah Ta'ala may cure that person. At the beginning of the book, there is a warning. The warning tells this story of Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi, Qudus al-Sarrah al-Fattahi. Someone came to Hazrat Junayd and said, "Sir, may I accompany you in your travels?" And Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi said, "Certainly." And they walked and they came to a certain body of water which they had to cross, but there was no bridges, no boats, no way crossing to the other side of the body of water. And Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi said to his companion, he said, "Look, and the only way what we can go to the other side of the water is to walk over the water. So I am going to make certain prayers, and you hold my hand, and as I recite those prayers, no, we will be walking on the water, but all what you can say is, as the Sheikh says." The man said, "Okay." So, hand in hand, Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi said, "Ya Allah," and stepped on the water, and the man said, "As the Sheikh says," and they were walking on the water. And Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi just repeated, "Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah." And the man said, "Come on, I thought that he was going to recite some prayers which I don't know. I mean, Ya Allah, I can say it too." So he said, "Ya Allah," sunk into the water. Hazrat Junayd al-Baghdadi pulled him out and he said, "You stupid man, do you think you have got the heart and the tongue to say the beautiful name of Allah Ta'ala?" In the old days, during the last days of the Ottoman Empire, five sheikhs removed in our tariqat of Halvetiyya, Jarrahiyya, there was the uncle of Hazrat Fahreddin, our Shaykh, who was the Shaykh at the time, and he was called Sheikh al-Mashayikh. He was the head sheikh of all the sheikhs in the Ottoman Empire. One day, he was invited to a circumcision celebration of a very rich man in a palatial house. So he went there, he knew the man, and when he entered, he was received, he kissed his hand, and the owner of the house, the father of the child who was going to be circumcised, said that, look, I have another son, you know, who is retarded. Could you please pray for him? And the sheikh said, well, the young man was already 20 years old. He said, I am sorry, but it is too late. In the same festivity, the minister of health of the Ottoman Empire, but you see, this is the period where the Ottomans are sort of becoming Europeanized. So they send their military, their engineers, their doctors, and this and that, like it is today, to Europe to get educated. So the Minister of Health, in uniform with many medals, he heard this request of the host to our sheikh, asking to pray for the retarded child. And he said, sir, the times has changed. Those things, they don't work. Now we have got injections and we have got pills for those things. And the public is around. The sheikh is sitting there, the minister of health is sitting there, and people heard this and they are looking at the sheikh. The sheikh is a very, very gentle person, but he looked in the eye to the venerable minister of health of the Ottoman Empire, and he said, you donkey, who is in the shape of a human being with all your medals and all your uniforms, you idiot. And when he started talking to the minister like that, the minister turned blue, he turned green, he started shaking, he started sweating, you know, being insulted in front of all these people. And he stuttered and said, ha ha ha, how can you address me like this? And the sheikh very calmly said, oh, excuse me, my son, he said, I didn't mean a word, which I said. He said, but you see, just few bad words in what kind of a physical state it puts you. Your blood pressure has hit the sky. You know, you're trembling, you're sweating, you're changing color. He said that if those bad words can affect you so negatively on your health, why can't you think that the name of Allah Ta'ala could be a cure to your state? The Minister of Health was not so stupid. He came, kissed the hand of the sheikh, and asked to be forgiven. Words the product of this thing in between the two soft lips. Could bring us to paradise, could create peace and harmony and joy amongst people. But death could at the same time bring us to hell and create war and strife and destruction in the world. One day, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anh came to visit Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And he saw him violently pulling out his tongue from his mouth. And for Allah's sake, Ya Abu Bakr, he said, don't do that, what are you doing? He said, this is what is going to get me to hell if I don't punish it. Tongue, in coordination with our aqal, with our mind and our heart, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should be used only the things which are told is going to be for the benefit of the people as well as yourself. And if not, it is best to stay silent. And when the tongue, it recites the Quran al-Azim, and with the tongue, it recites the Asma al-Husna, and when the tongue expresses one's love for Allah Ta'ala and for the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, is certainly the greatest gift of Allah Ta'ala which He has placed on the body of the human being. So, it is my humble suggestion that amongst other activities and efforts, as increased prayers and fasting, if you could also study the Asma' al-Husna, perhaps it will help us in Ramadan Sharif, that some of those beautiful names, such as mercy and forgiveness and compassion and caring and loving and gentleness and beauty and generosity, would be manifested by us during the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on Ummat Muhammad.
Ameen.
We have gone astray, we have tyrannized ourselves, and we have sinned. Ya Rabbi, for the sake of the holy 3 months, and for the sake of the Shahr Ramadan, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says is the month of his ummah, Ya Rabbi, forgive our sins.
Amen.
Ya Basir, open the eyes of our heart and show us the real reality.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, bless Ummat Muhammad with the knowledge of the truth of Islam.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, bless this Jamaat and all of Ummat Muhammad with the Adab of Muhammadi and Adab of Quran al-Kareem.
Amen.
So that perchance we will be worthy somewhat for the Shafa'at of Muhammadi.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, bless this Shafa'at and all of Ummat Muhammad with the Shafa'at of Muhammadi.
Amen.
Ameen. Thank you.